We have just come off our wonderful poetry slam, which inspired works of art hanging in our sanctuary, as well as the creative expressions of poetry last night. The artist whose works inspired both the visual art and then by extension the written word last night was Jacob Lawrence. And because it is Black History Month, I want to elevate his life and work to highlight two particular interconnected moments in Black history that were the pivotal inspirations for his art. His family moved to Harlem in 1930 at the height of the Harlem Renaissance. As you will hear in our Time for All Ages story, he was encouraged by the artists around him to pursue his talent. One of his most famous collections was the Migration series, painted when Lawrence was only 23 years old. In 1941, it was the first collection of an African-American artist to be featured in the Museum of Modern Art in New York City. And shortly before his death in 2000, he was interviewed by Charlene Hunter-Gault on PBS and said he had no idea when he painted the pictures that anyone but him would see them. The 60-panel series tells the story of the Great Migration in images and short captions, and you'll see a little bit of that soon. The Great Migration, for those of you not entirely familiar with this particular moment in African American history, was the movement of 6 million African Americans from the rural South to the industrial cities in the North, Midwest, and West in the era of World War I until the 1970s. The first wave of the Great Migration was from 1916 to the Depression, which was the wave on which Jacob Lawrence commented with his art. And then the later migration was post-World War II through 1970. The writer and historian Isabel Wilkerson chronicles their history in her book, The Warmth of Other Suns. She said, "It was the first time American citizens had to flee the land of their birth to be recognized as the citizens they always had been. They were seeking political asylum within the borders of their own country, defecting from the caste system of the South, known as Jim Crow." Around the turn of the 19th century, before 1900, African Americans were virtually and literally held captive in the South. So 90% of African Americans living in the U.S. lived in the South. African Americans, Wilkerson says in her wonderful TED Talk, actually had finally a chance to choose for themselves what they would do with their God-given talents and where they would pursue them. These people, she said, were able to do what the powers that be were unable to do. They freed themselves. And they began again. And when they freed themselves, they fled to the northern cities, and in particular, Harlem, where an artistic explosion of Black artists, writers, musicians were free to pursue self-expression and self-determination in ways that that hadn't been available to them before. Writers, poets, intellectuals like W.E.B. Du Bois, James Weldon Johnson, Langston Hughes, Zora Neale Hurston, and Georgia Douglas Johnson, who wrote the poem for our meditation this morning, they flourished. Jazz was born out of the music of the Southern experience, woven into a new and creative genre of music by Louis Armstrong, Bessie Smith, Duke Ellington, Cab Calloway, Josephine Baker. It was this scene into which Jacob Lawrence was nurtured to become the artist he became. And so I'm going to invite you to share a little bit of the art of Jacob Lawrence with me. First, Rachel will read a little bit about his life, and then we will experience his art. And some of you, and you know who you are, will help me with that. So Rachel will do our Time for All Ages story. So those who are young and young at heart might come forward to hear the story.